Proclamation number 0450 of 4th of June, 1938. The voice of the Lord. Faith and unbelief. And so continue then, know that you are a wise among the wise, where the voice of the heart sounds in you. Where the Lord himself teaches you through his messengers. If you hear this voice, you also obey every time the call that is addressed to you from above, and this connection creates great blessing for you and us, because all beings around you listen and at the same time receive all teachings that are offered to you. Pious people will now not hesitate to recognize the value and blessing of these words, and will therefore endeavor, like you, to apply them to their lives. Likewise, all will accept them without hesitation as pure truth of God. But only these can also be granted the great blessing, because whoever does not believe there, does not accept the words as sent from above and will therefore also not feel the benefit of these in themselves. Whereas all suffering on earth could be prevented and reduced by accepting and following these teachings. See therefore the immense misery among mankind. The soul causes the lack of faith, the unbelief in a force which can give help, the unbelief that they could attract this to themselves by thinking and acting. The need will become ever larger, because the final goal of humans is exactly this faith. And so infinitely many troubles and worries must come over mankind in order to bring people to faith, because only these can still have a changing effect on people, if signs and words from above are not recognized and accepted. The deepest darkness currently surrounds mankind. Everything languishes in the chains of matter. Only a tiny part reflects on itself and gives glory to the eternal Lord and Creator. But according to the commandment of God, the earth will have to become the valley of suffering to increase the number of those who recognize him, and all suffering on earth will have a promoting and delightful effect in eternity. Therefore do not fear what comes over you. It is temporary. And all suffering will one day bring you blessings. But whoever escapes suffering on earth, will have a hard time in the hereafter. The voice of the Lord drowns out all the hustle and bustle of the world. It will also penetrate where no concessions will be made to the existence of a deity. It will also cause confusion, fear and suffering there, to plant his seed also there. So that it may grow and bear fruit until maturity. Whoever hears this voice and obeys it will be wise. Only he alone will know about things that remain hidden from the other. Understand this and act accordingly. The more intimately you seek connection with the Godhead, the sooner and more helpful he will meet you, and the deep will alone to do the right thing and to correctly fulfill the purpose of earthly existence according to the will of the highest. Only this will bring you closer to the truth and thus the goal of union with the eternal God, the Father of all light. Amen.